brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us live on this Tuesday edition, the 29th day of March 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours right here on the GCN Radio Network. And we're going to take a lot of your phone calls in this first hour. I know many of you are chomping at the bit to talk about the Terri Schiavo Schindler case. And she is clearly in her last days. Or end of days, not long for this world, as they say, a true travesty of justice, a true public execution and torture. It is truly brutal. Also, we'll be talking about the huge earthquake yesterday. They first said it was an 8.3. By the end of the day, it was an 8.7, and hundreds are dead. On top of all of this, the Times of London is reporting depressed Kofi Annan close to quitting over UN scandals. And who's waiting in the wings? Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton. And we've got Wolfie Witz, clearly going to be our new World Bank head. They're putting in the little neocons left and right. And by neocons, Bill Clinton was for the war in Serbia, the neocon idea. Bill Clinton is all for the Iraq war, and George Bush has been protecting him all along, blocking release of documents, ordering Congress, which I didn't think the executive could do, to not investigate Clinton. So we'll get into the geopolitical landscape and what it's shaping up. Ebola-like virus deaths in Angola are rising, travel warning issued. That'll be very serious if any of that stuff ever spreads over here. And we'll get into not just the earthquake yesterday, but how earthquakes are at record levels in recorded history right now. We've had two of the biggest earthquakes in recorded history just in the last 4 months. Less than 4 months. And at the same time, there's a whole bunch of new developments concerning Terri Schiavo. Terri's demonstrating her will to live, follow the Constitution. Governor Bush grant clemency to Terri Schiavo Schindler. At the same time, different law enforcement groups are calling for a criminal investigation and a freeze on the dehydration and murder of Terri Schiavo Schindler. But as we learned over the weekend, they were already sending state police to rescue her, but the little Pinellas Park police said they were going to have a standoff with them and even joked, how many of us can hold off the National Guard? And Jeb Bush did absolutely nothing. He can pardon drug dealers. His brother can pardon drug dealers and murderers. Bill Clinton can do it, but we can't do it for this woman. And it's been said 1,000 times, I'll say it again, you can't execute an axe murderer the way they're executing Terri. And I've heard so much incredible spin. The Associated Press is reporting that, oh, she's being cared for and treated at the hospital, and she's only had her food taken away. Well, no, she's had her food and water taken away, and she's not being cared for, she's being murdered. So stop redefining reality. Stop editing reality. Stop engaging in these semantical frauds. There is so much other key news and information coming up. We have a big guest in the second hour. This so happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They'll be talking about torture with us. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and I had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this first hour. That confuses some people. They say, second segment, we just tuned into you. We were just listening to the news. I think it's fine if our affiliates carry the news. But to be quite frank with you folks, we cover the real news in the first 5 minutes of each hour. We cover a lot more news than you hear on most of these news feeds on the different networks out there. Some of the broadcasts on our network choose to have news play before their shows, and that's their prerogative. But I choose to not have it because more of our stations do want that first little five-minute segment, and they opt out of the supposed news and just get it here. So we are into our second segment now, and I do have a Council on Foreign Relations member. His book is published by the Council on Foreign Relations, that organization openly calling for world government with most prominent members of academia, finance, government, media, the arts, being members of it. And this member of the CFR has written a book that I agree with, Against Torture. And so we're going to be having him on to talk about torture and, who knows, maybe a little bit about the CFR. Because the CFR, of course, does have its token good members in it, I guess kind of for PR purposes. But this is an interview you do not want to miss coming up in the middle of the next hour. Well, at the start of the next hour, in the middle of the broadcast. The middle third of this transmission against tyranny. Boy, I tell you, I'm awake now. I had just gotten some coffee kind of late in the morning and had it sitting up here on my broadcast desk and for some reason was grabbing at some papers under the stack and knocked the whole giant brimming container that I just got at the Rockefeller Exxon into my lap. I was up late working last night. I did the Jeff Rentz radio program and then did about 3 hours of research after that, so I went to sleep about 3 a.m. Still got up pretty early this morning, but never got around to making any coffee. So when I left the house, went to the office, I pulled in and got some coffee, and just a few minutes after I had gotten into the studio in the middle of that last break, spilt it into my lap. So I am, I think, more awake now than if I would have drunk that coffee. All right, enough with the mindless issues. I don't think you tune in to hear me talk about coffee, do you? Bill in Ireland and Kenneth in Louisiana, James, North Carolina, Johnny in Canada, John in Texas. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to do things a little bit different today. I normally go to calls about 30 minutes into the broadcast. We're just going to go to your calls basically immediately. And then I'll get into depressed Annan, that's coffee Annan, for those educated in the government training camps, close to quitting over UN scandals. And a lot of our conservative listeners are probably saying, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. I mean, Kofi Annan's involved in white slavery rings. Kofi Annan's involved in bid rigging and scamming and UN food for oil frauds. He's horrible. Sex orgies at the UN. He's horrible. They're all horrible. He's a lot better, though, than Kirk Waldheim, the SS officer who hunted down American soldiers and killed them. You know, he's like a demon compared to Satan. Yes, he's of hell, but, you know, is he the worst? Of course, there really is no lesser of two evils, so it's all part and parcel of the same flock of blackbirds. But at the same time, we have Kofi Annan talking about leaving, and Bill Clinton's lined up. He's got seven of the G8 lined up. It's been in major publications for 4 years that Lord Clinton wants to be Secretary General, and it's the U.S.'s turn. The U.S. has never had a Secretary General. Never had a Secretary General. And so we're going to get into why this is shaping up to happen. Of course, Ebola-like virus deaths rise in Angola, travel warning issued. Hundreds die in the Indonesian quake that was an 8.7 right in the same area as the quake that killed hundreds of thousands via tsunamis back on the 26th of December. And hundreds are confirmed dead. They're saying thousands may have died, but not from rising water this time, but from collapsing buildings. In some areas, some of the islands that were hit by quakes, the quake went on for 6 minutes. The question is this a precursor to something larger? Volcanic and tectonic activity is at world record levels. A lot of new Terry Schiavo developments as well. Father Schiavo weak but responding. And now the blood is reportedly coming out of her mouth, her eyes, other areas. Her skin is flaking off in big cracks. You talk about brutal torture, this is it, but she's still responding, still fighting. And I am just totally disgusted. Some people have been saying, why am I so concerned about this? 150,000 Iraqis have died just since the liberation. Over a million in the 13 years of sanctions. We have 50 million abortions in this country. They're killing people by having their feeding tubes taken who are openly begging for food and water. It's in regional papers every week. Why are we focusing so much on Terry? Because the globalists decided, the social architects decided, to make her a poster child for death, to redefine terms using Terry. Because she's a dear, sweet creature, who was, now I've got other affidavits and medical reports by doctors. Do you know 10 years ago they were able to get her up and help her that she could walk? A bunch of other affidavits about her eating, other affidavits about her talking. But anybody who doesn't get rehabilitation isn't going to get better. And, I mean, we already know the details of this. It's just so brutal to watch this happening and so painful. And Terry went 6.5, 7 days without water back in 03. Perhaps she could come back now, but he'll never allow her to have rehabilitation. I would say from the medical experts we've talked to that it's irreparable what they've done to this young lady. They have tortured her just brutally. We'll get into it later. Right now, let's go to Bill in Ireland, in the Emerald Isle, I believe they call it. Welcome, Bill.
Yes, thanks. I'd just like to say on the Terry Schreiber thing that I have two numbers for people to give out. I mean, she is still conscious. Yesterday, from news reports I heard, she raised her arm to greet an old friend that came into the room to see her. So
she's definitely fighting hard. I mean, I think we should still try to save her. But
yes.
10, 11 days without water, it kills most people.
Well, as you said, she was through this before, so she has inner strength. That she was given Holy Communion, she has spiritual strength too. So
no, I've gotten a lot of emails, and personal friends have called me, and there have been historical cases of this. We should all pray for her and pray for a miracle. I mean, if she, you know, but even if she stood up and started walking right now, even though she hasn't been allowed outside for 5 years and haven't let them brush her teeth for 10 years and won't let them treat her bed sores for a decade, even if she stood up and started walking, they'd say, oh, well, this is just her nerves doing this. I mean, they'd spin it.
Yes, but I think pressure still helps. I remember when I was driving around Los Angeles some years ago, 1993, listening to Rush Limbaugh. He gave out some the White House number, and it was about the homosexuals in the army or whatever it was the issue at that time, and people that Clinton wanted to bring in, and so everybody called the White House, millions of people.
But have you noticed now that Bush is in and doing it, it's not a problem. Now that Bush wants women in frontline combat, it's okay.
Yeah, they've done away with the don't ask, don't tell thing, have they?
Basically, it's all window dressing, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say people should keep calling. This is the number for Jeb Bush, the governor, the Pontius Pilate of Florida. It's 850-488-2272. And let me give that to you again, 850-488-2272. Everybody should ring, and it's going to be a busy line, but keep ringing. Keep that line tied up. And bring it to a standstill. The other number, when you're finished calling him, and call the president, Bush, in the White House. His number is 202-456-1414.
All right, listen,
yeah.
Bill, I appreciate the call. Did you know 2 days ago a little baby had his food and support taken away and died in Texas because Bush, before he left, one of his last actions was to pass this cost-saving measure where when you're a ward of the state or when you're being having your medical care paid for by the state, they will take your feeding tube, take your support away. And why I think we should call, while I do think we should call for Terry Schindler, known as Schiavo, we should also expose the fact this is very hypocritical what Bush and others have done, and that all of these lives are just as valuable. When we come back, we'll talk to John and Johnny and James and Kenneth and many others, 1-800-259-9231, and I'm going to go to your calls quickly because I want to get everybody in here. We got a big guest coming up in the second hour. But I want to see people get as upset next time I'm talking about somebody who's begging for food and water who can actually talk. Honey, can I please have some water? No, you're going to die. The bioethics board says so. PrisonPlanet.tv is just one of the websites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
I'll say this, the social architects thought that they would use the Terry Schindler case to train us to accept the torture and execution of people that are paralyzed. But it's going to blow up in their face if Terry dies from the abuse they've been inflicting on her. If it continues much longer, she will be a martyr for the right to life and pro-life movement. John in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, when the Romans used to nail a guy to the cross to crucify him, it wasn't a nail that killed him. It was the lack of food, water, and his organs were shut down. And it was a cruel death, and they knew it. That's why they did it. So it sort of looks like we're living in a new Rome, don't it?
Well, actually, what killed you was suffocation, generally, because you couldn't support your diaphragm, because you were hanging by your arms, and that's why if people were still alive, usually, after 5 or 6 hours, the Romans would break your legs. Because sometimes people could still partially support themselves and give their diaphragm purchase, you know, hold themselves up. But you're right. It was a very cruel form of torture.
And this ranks right up there with that, as far as I'm concerned. When they slowly starve somebody to death like that and won't give them any kind of treatment or nothing, it ranks up there with crucifixion.
No, you're absolutely right. And they use a very sophisticated, lawyer-like, semantical spin when they say, well, she's going to feel euphoria. And it's true. Right before you go into a coma, generally, from dehydration, you will feel euphoric for a few minutes, a few hours. But we're talking about days and weeks of torture before that. So it's all semantical.
But I know another trick that the Romans had was they used to take Christian babies and hang them from a long pole in the arena and let starving hyenas tear them apart.
But well, that's true. But
you realize what
the Christians the Christians were with Al-Qaeda, though. We had to stop Al-Qaeda.
But if you read what's been going on in these abortion clinics with these partial birth abortions, especially where these two-legged hyenas ripping them apart, I don't see any difference. I just don't like the way this country's going.
Yep, hundreds of thousands of babies a year that could be adopted. No reason to kill them in the late third trimester. Thanks for the call, John. I hear you. Johnny in Canada. Johnny, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I took a little vacation this weekend to visit some family for Easter, and I took a drive up the highway up here in B.C., and what I saw was, I don't know, it was weird. It was about 50 or 60 military, Canadian trucks that were coming down the highway at different times. And they had weird, what they looked like, I don't know if they were Russian or Dutch flags flying from parts of the truck, just like tied to them, kind of like a little flag.
Well, there's always a lot of foreign troops doing maneuvers here in the United States, especially in the South and Southwest, but I don't know about what's going on up in Canada.
Well, I don't know. I found it kind of weird until I saw a little something on resistancemanifesto.com, which talks about concentration camps, right? And on one of their little slideshow things, I see this enemy prisoner of war compound sign, which is, I guess, a concentration camp, and on one of these pictures is this flag, blue, white, and red. I don't know what that means.
Check that out. I appreciate the call, Johnny. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, welcome.
Hello there, Alex.
Hello, sir.
How we doing today?
Doing a radio broadcast and talking to you, so I'm doing pretty good.
Okie doke. I thought I'd heard over the weekend on one of the news broadcasts that Governor Bush, was his office was taking any suggestions from anybody that had any ideas on what they could do.
Well, that's true. Look, this is what happened over the weekend. Last week, the Congress subpoenaed Terry, and this little nothing judge said no, which is ridiculous. Now, then the governor was going to send in the state police via abuse charges for an investigation, but didn't. The governor could do this if he wanted to. He isn't. He's just basically using it as a political set piece.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be interesting if you stuck somebody from his office on there just to see what they had to say.
Well, they're pretty swamped. I'm told it's hard to even get through to the governor's office, period, much less get a spokesperson on.
Mm-hmm. And one other question I had a few years ago, this thing about Bill Clinton and head of the UN had come up. And somewhere I heard that if the country sits on the Security Council, can't have anybody from that country being the head of the UN.
You know, I believe that's the case, but I'd have to check that out.
Yeah, if I'd mentioned it, I'd heard that, and maybe you could check it out.
I'm glad you raised that, because Bill Clinton says he wants to be Secretary General, and a lot of major publications say he's probably going to be the next person. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Continuing with wide open telephones on this Tuesday edition, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, freshly updated multiple times daily. Let's go straight back to the calls and talk to James in North Carolina. James, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, James.
Yeah, but it makes it hard to do all right with hearing all this news. My father had, they didn't know if he had Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, but he had to go to a rest home, and they put him on feeding tubes, and then with water and food, and then he naturally died of a heart attack. And I say, why take these people off these things? This is terrible. You know what this is leading up to.
Well, in a lot of cases, people are in bad shape, but then they get better about half the time. Even when they're elderly, if they have to go on a feeding tube, they build their strength back up, and in many cases, you know, live another decade.
Yeah, I mean, my father used to sit there, and he wasn't like her. But he could sit in there and say, son, what did you have to eat today? Because his swallowing esophagus couldn't work anymore. So we fed him on the tube and water.
Well, that happens to a lot of people. In fact, my grandfather on my mother's side and my grandmother on my father's side both had strokes. And they were both associated with having surgery, because that's how it always happens, blood clots.
Yeah.
And they both had their throats paralyzed where they couldn't eat. And my grandmother went on trips all over the country, cooked food, I guess for about 6, 7, 8 years, longer than that, before she finally died. But according to these bioethicists, they'd just go ahead and kill her because her life isn't valuable. Thanks for the call. But she toughed it out for a long time. My grandfather, I guess he lived about 5 years after that happened, and he went from weighing about 250 pounds down to probably about 170. He never got really, really skinny. But it wasn't fun, but you know, he had a pretty good quality of life. The point is, you don't want to get the government involved in, oh, you have quality, you don't have quality. Understand, they're using the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. We say Schindler, folks, because her husband has left her for 10 years, has another wife, has children. Under any gauge of civil law, he has divorced her. He has left her. He has abandoned her. And, of course, I don't know if you know the story. Some people still that I talk to on the street or who email me don't know the story. He said he wanted to rehabilitate her until he got the settlement. $300,000 for himself, $700,000 for her. As soon as he got the settlement, he totally changed and said, no more treatment, no more nothing. When is that bitch going to die? That's from the affidavit. And she was responding very nicely to the treatment, to the rehabilitation. So they're now redefining terms, and it's very, very scary. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, welcome.
Good day, anyway, Alex. I just wanted to bring up a couple things. I was down there at Pinellas Park for the last week, and I don't know if you knew that they had snipers on the roofs around the buildings. They had one on, they had two on the hospice that I personally saw, and then they had one on a utility shed probably about a quarter of a mile away.
Well, listen, I mean, we've gone out and had land rights rallies, Second Amendment rallies, and they've had SWAT teams. I mean, I've been walking and seen the rifle aimed at my head, and I start waving at them, and, you know, the guys laugh at me, and I'm just walking around, you know, wearing a T-shirt and blue jeans, no weapons, with a bullhorn. But finally, people did, quote, rush, instead of one at a time being arrested, with glasses of water yesterday. And NPR did call it, they said, the violence escalated with the protesters, implying that there had already been violence. And then they went on to say, when they rushed the police with glasses of water. Well, that's not violent, but there they are again, semantically manipulating the words.
Also, we were out there with a picture of Auschwitz, and we also brought up on the sign that it was T4, where they started with that secret program the Nazis did of starving children to death, disabled children. And the press, and we went out with a Nazi flag, and the press pretty much ignored us, though, for the most part.
Well,
they don't want to go that way. They don't want to compare it to Nazi Germany.
Well, I've talked to other people that are there, and you'll have hundreds of people with anti-death signs, but the media, and I've seen it on the news and in AP and other snapshots, they will show the one or two signs that are for killing Terry.
Yeah, and I heard one person say that there was about an equal amount of protesters on both sides, which was totally untrue. The most I saw were six for killing Terry, and there was probably 200 to 300 on the other side at the time that she was saying this.
Well, when you notice, the news doesn't like to show wide shots of the crowd. That's a trick they play. Since you raised Hitler, since you brought up Adolf Hitler, shortly after being elected, the Nazi doctrine was kill the old, the infirm, the psychologically unclean. They called it racial sanitation. Well, and the first person that they publicly killed, now the Nazis for 2 years after getting into office were killing most of the people in the hospitals, taking their food and water away, giving injections to people that were paralyzed, even from the chest down, if they weren't politically connected. This is part of the mainstream history books. But
Yeah, that was part of T4, that it was secret to keep it from the German people for a long time.
Exactly, until 1935. And just like with the Schiavo case, they picked a poster child because they know that human beings interface on an individual basis. So through the image of one person, it's easier for us to get a concept. Stalin said it. One person dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. So this family, who were high-level Nazis, wrote a letter to the Fuhrer that was published in newspapers and put in newsreels, and Hitler talked about it in the national speech. In 1935, when he then introduced this to the German people and went public, kind of the maiden voyage where they publicly launched it. And Hitler read the letter on the air, and I've read a copy of the letter, and it was, "Our son is totally unhappy. He is an idiot." That was the term for being retarded. He was really autistic. And all he does is walk around, in the woods and murmur and say the same thing over and over again. "Oh, please, Fuhrer, give us permission to kill him and rid the Reich of this, they use the same term that eugenics individuals used in this country. So Hitler said, "All right, you can kill him." And it was a loving, good thing the Fuhrer did, and it was all over Nazi news. And in America, Hitler was hailed by the eugenics crowd that runs Planned Parenthood today. Margaret Sanger got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. All of this, and so you're absolutely right. And then a few years later, they were basically killing everybody.
Yep, and that's where we're headed if people don't get out there and try to stop them.
But notice they use these special cases to introduce it to the public. Any other observations you made, Dave, while you were in Pinellas Park, Florida?
Well, yeah, I would say that the crowd was very peaceful, and I actually, for when they're in there murdering a person, I thought they should have been a little more vocal and raucous, even though the family would have been a little upset because they claimed we were disturbing the other patients at that hospice. But, you know, people, if they love their family members, should get them out of that hospice.
Are you saying family members of other people in the hospice or the Schindlers?
Family members of both, as a matter of fact. One lady had her aunt had died. She said that we were upsetting other patients in there because.
Well, you know, that's not your problem. That's the problem of the people engaging in murder. And I
absolutely.
Listen, I want to say this right now. I'm tired of all the word manipulation. I mean, that's the nature of what Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, wrote about in 1984. They call it in the news, she's being given treatment. She's being given care in the hospice right now. They get on the news and say, we can't give her water because it might hurt her. Folks, I've actually heard them say this on national news. They're changing all of these semantics around. And it's a fraud.
They're turning us into a death culture. Totally.
They certainly are. Anything else, Dave?
No, that would be all. Thank you very much.
I have one last question. What prompted you to get in your car and drive down there from Wisconsin?
Well, I looked at it, myself and another a pastor, as a matter of fact. We looked at it as kind of a watershed case in that they want to, you know, basically get into the general public euthanasia.
No, you're right. It's like Roe v. Wade. It's being introduced to us, and now the next time we hear about it, we won't be as upset, and it'll also give us this feeling of defeatism, this feeling of it can't be stopped.
That's right, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're just they're going to shove it down our throats, whether we like it or not. And if you watch the national news and the spin they're putting on it, you know, like you say, they're euphoric. You know, when they're going without food and water. I mean, these idiots. I wish they'd go without food and water for a couple of days.
Well, I fasted one time, just because it is healthy to do occasionally, for 4 days. And, I did not enjoy it. But they say that not eating is nothing compared to not drinking. Thanks for the call. I really do appreciate that, and I appreciate you going down there. You did the right thing. God bless you, Dave. No, they know exactly what they're doing with this case. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello. I have a question about Colonel Bogreit filing affidavits of citizen's arrest against Michael Schiavo and Judge Greer, but of course it did not succeed, and Gritz was arrested for trying to bring water to Terry, which serves no useful purpose. Now, to make a citizen's arrest, a person must make physical contact with the arrestee and take them into custody. But to file a legitimate criminal complaint and get the police to make an arrest, it can only be filed with a judge in criminal court who holds an instant hearing on probable cause to determine if they should issue an arrest warrant. But Gritz filed his affidavit with the prosecutor and Governor Bush, so it had no effect. And my question is, as a military officer, Gritz is still in the Army Reserves. So is he an infiltrator set to subvert the arrest of...
Well, his name is Bo Greitz. Just so you know, it's not Gritz.
That's my take on it.
Okay, I understand. It's tongue-in-cheek.
Was he sent to protect the massive insurance reserve frauds in these medical death camps and to protect Bush and protect the genocide of 7,000 Americans every day and med mal practice and aborticide, or is he legitimate?
John, I you know what? I don't think Bo was down there for a bad reason. I think he was down there because he's legitimately concerned, and I appreciate your call. I have nothing against Bo Greitz. I got in a big fight with him on air one time when he was a guest because he's arrogant and he won't admit that he was wrong about what he said about patriots on CNN. But for those that don't know, remember the teenager, or he was like a college student, 19 years old, who was bombing all over the Midwest, little mailbox bombs that thank God didn't hurt anybody. And I looked at the bombs on TV, the map, and I said, that's almost a smiley face. And then listeners emailed and said, have you seen Fight Club with Tyler Durden, where they bomb the shape of smiley faces in buildings? And I said, yep, this is some young drug head who thinks he's part of Fight Club. And that is exactly what it was. And we're on record predicting that. Now, we're on air saying what it is with basic criminology, thanks to you, the listeners, putting our heads together. That's what police do. They get a bunch of detectives in a room and brainstorm for, 10 hours around coffee. Well, that's what we did. We had the answer when the government was sucking their thumbs and had no idea what was going on. Well, Bo gets up on CNN. This was like two or three years ago, so I forget all the details. But he gets up, basically, I have the video clip somewhere, and says, well, this is this, right-wing militia-type black helicopter crowd. That's probably who's behind it. Now, that's pretty suspect, and I don't know why he said that. And then I got him up on the air and said he was wrong, and he said, no, I'm not wrong. So that's why I don't interview Bo. It was bad. I mean, I've said stuff that's wrong before, nothing of that magnitude, but I'll say I'm wrong. But I don't want to sit here and say Bo's some government agent, he's bad, and this brings me into a whole other subject, then we'll go to Jim and others. I've heard people on the radio saying it's all a giant theatrical production, that this is all a staged event, and the Schindlers are in on it. And, folks, that is clearly not true. I've interviewed the Schindlers 3-4 years ago. You're right in the fact that you're saying that it's a theater, that the media has decided to focus in on this. But the Schindlers are good people. And I'm really, my heart goes out to them. But this happens. Folks that are into the New World Order, into the truth movement, they get away from what they can prove, and they get off so many times, quite frankly, into the absurd. And that's why some people don't listen to us, because they've heard so many kooks out there who just extrapolate and basically with the most tenuous fragments of tertiary, capillary evidence start extrapolating and making stuff up. When we've got just so many real things we can prove and focus in on. And really, for the people out there that are attacking the Schindlers now, give me a break. You really need to spend your time on better issues. There are so many real things that are unbelievable that are happening. Like that Cynthia McKinney clip we played from the House Armed Services Committee last week. Rumsfeld, government-run white slavery rings, trillions missing from the Pentagon, 9/11 war games. I mean, this is real stuff. Cancer viruses and the vaccines, real. Genetic engineering of most of the crops, the patenting of the food chain, just hundreds of real things that are happening. The free trade area of the Americas, national toll roads going in everywhere. But so many people, when I tune into other radio shows, when I go to other, quote, patriot websites, they don't talk about that stuff. It's just all, this patriot's bad, this patriot's good, I like this person, I don't like that person. You know, why does Alex Jones do these radio interviews with mainstream talk show hosts? He's evil. No, I'm going into their territory. I'm engaging in information warfare. It's just mind-blowing. So come on, let's get our heads screwed on straight, and let's stick with the facts. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've got a guest coming on who's written a powerful book about torture. And we'll take your calls during that interview, because it all dovetails with the Terry Schindler case going on in Pinellas Park, Florida. Before I go back to Jim and Doug and Don and Rose, Mary and many others that are patiently holding, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. Learn the secret that holds the world in its grasp. Find out who the globalists are, what their driving ideology and philosophy is. They are members of a secret worldwide society known as the Order of Death. You know about Skull and Bones, that's only one chapter. One node, though it is a command ship, in this flotilla of evil. And we spend 35 minutes on the police state, the sound cannons, the secret arrest, the secret police taking photos, the surveillance blimps, an hour on 9/11, the latest, most powerful information. We lay out how the globalists carried out the attacks. Then we spend an hour on the Bush-Nazi connection, the death cult connection, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Schwarzenegger, all of it. You need to have martial law. $25.95, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It's really three films in one. And you need to have it. So go to InfoWars.com to order martial law via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll free to order a copy of that video or any of my other videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the titles. So ask about that when you call. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. The wait is over. Martial law is shipping. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch the whole thing online. We have monthly and yearly memberships to watch all my films, my weekly TV show, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. Jim in Kansas. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. On this, from a humanistic point of view, I agree with everything you say about this Schindler case. But when you knock the judge on his decision, you're dead wrong. Because some time ago, we were converted from people to a resource. We the resources. And a resource.
Well, just because under admiralty law they've all declared us slave chattel of the state under a mercantile enterprise doesn't mean that this parallel legal system they've built is the legitimate legal system.
Well, that's what we ought to work on. Get rid of that. But until we do, and nobody griped, I didn't hear one talk show anywhere talk about being converted to a resource.
Well, yes, it's true. They call us, you know, your manager's called the resource manager, human resources.
Absolutely.
And under this whole bioethics system, they decide if you're a good resource.
Now, as a resource, they can do anything to you they want to. A farmer that has a cow that's not productive, what's he do with it? Kills it.
Well, again, courts have said black people aren't human beings. We just don't follow that. That's a fraud. The courts can say none of us have rights, and they decide if we're human. That's what the bioethics boards do. It's a fraud. We've all got to have our living wills clearly stating our rights. Thanks for the call. But Governor Bush here in Texas, before he left office, made it to where the state, if they're paying for you, will kill you. And the so-called Christians don't want to talk about that. Let's talk to who's up next here. Doug in Canada, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You know, it takes a big man to back his words up, but it takes a bigger man to admit he was wrong and carry on. McKinney, I think if more people like, we had more people like her with a backbone, places of power, then we wouldn't be in the position we're in today.
Have you seen that video clip?
Yes, and I've heard it many, many times on the network here. That's just powerful.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get into the second hour here in 70 seconds. Then in about 10 minutes, we got a big guest coming on.
Berkey Water.